Thanks for listening to this message from the life of St. Bees. We're a church that loves to empower, equip, and inspire. And in order to better fulfill this call, we're currently undertaking an audacious church relocation project. Find out more, including how you can take part, at www.goandgrow.london. Thank you, and may this message better help you to live a life full of adventurous faith.
Excellent. If you're from Kids Church, would you like to join me down the front? Because I'm going to need a hand. Anybody from Mini Church here today? Come and have a sit down there. Anybody from Mini Church? Come and join me. Anybody from Tots Church? Come up the front here. Be great to have you up here. It's all right, youth, I won't ask you. It's okay. Quite cool where you're sitting. Peter, I wonder whether you could help me with a bit of a roving mic thing going on. Okay. So, kids, what are your favourite Disney movies? Have a little think. Put your hand up if you've got an answer. Is that one working? No? Should we have the other one?
Hello?
Oh, it is now. What was that? What was the answer?
Frozen.
Frozen, yes. I like that. How about the rest of you guys? What are some of your favourite Disney movies?
Elsa.
You like Elsa from Frozen? Yeah.
Tangled.
Tangled. Good movie. Good movie.
Anyone else?
Oh.
Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph, yes.
Toy Story 3.
Toy Story 3. I think we've got one over here as well.
Ariel.
Ariel from the Little Mermaid. And I think somebody had their hand up over here.
Lion King.
The Lion King. Oh, yes. Well, have any of you guys, kids and adults alike, seen this set of movies that are going to come up here now? Toy Story. Who's seen Toy Story 1, 2 or 3? Excellent. Lots of hands. Which, you like Toy Story. I love Toy Story 2. Who said they like Toy Story 3? That was you, wasn't it? Do you know, I went to watch that in the cinema with my kids and I cried. And they were very embarrassed having mum there crying. But did you notice something very special in the Toy Story movies? There was something very special about how Andy and other people knew that the toys were his. Don't shout it out, have a think. How did Andy know the toys were his? And how did other people know that the toys were his? Oh, I've got a hand at the back there. You're going to have to shout it out really loudly. That's right, yes. He wrote his name on the bottom of the toys. That's how he knew that they were his toys, not somebody else's, and everybody else knew that they belonged to Andy. Now, when Jesus was baptized, we watched that video earlier, didn't we? About when Jesus was baptized. Father God didn't take a marker pen and write on the bottom of Jesus' foot, did he? You know, I belong to Father God. No, instead he sent somebody else to make a mark so that we all knew that Jesus belonged to Father God. Who did he send? Can you remember? Anybody remember? Yes. That is a great answer, John the Baptist. And John the Baptist spotted him first, didn't he? Because he said, here he is, the Son of God. But there was somebody who kind of arrived on the scene who showed everybody, who marked out to everybody that Jesus belongs to Father God. Who do you think it was? Sorry? Moses, another fantastic answer, but not quite the one I'm looking for. Yeah? Not Joseph, another great. You guys have been looking at your Bibles. That is great. You know all sorts of people from the Bible. Yeah? The dove. And who was the dove? Yes. It was. And which part of God? Oh, go on, give it a try. The Holy Spirit. Yes, well done. So the Holy Spirit was Father God's mark on Jesus to say, this is my son and I love him lots. Now, wouldn't it be great if, just like Andy had put his name on his toys, wouldn't it be great if Father God marked us in the same way? Do you fancy having that? Do you fancy having I belong to God written on the bottom of your foot? Just in case you get lost. Just in case you forgot who you belonged to. Well, he doesn't do that though. He does the same thing for us that he did for Jesus when Jesus was baptized. Because Father God gives us the Holy Spirit. And it says in the Bible, and we're going to put the Bible verse up here. He has anointed us. He set his seal of ownership on us and put his Spirit in our hearts as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. So the Holy Spirit to us is a mark of whose we are. Because we have the Holy Spirit with us, we know that we belong to Father God. And isn't it good to know that we belong to Father God? Yeah, it's really, really good. Now, just to remind the men in the congregation, because we want you to extra specially remember that today, all of the men in the congregation are going to get a can cooler today, and which says on it, you are my son whom I love, with you I am well pleased. Isn't that nice? And those are the words that Father God spoke over Jesus. And those are the words that Father God speaks to us. He says, you are my child, whether you're young or whether you're old. I love you, and with you I am well pleased. Now, we're going to watch another short little video here. You might know some of the characters in it. And as we do that, the team are going to pass around these very special stickers. Now, let me explain about these. These stickers, what do they say? Anybody read it? Hey, have a read for me. I belong to God. I belong to God, yes. Now, these, do you want to have a read as well? Or do you want a sticker? We will, spot on, you've read my notes. We will be putting them on our shoes. Now, adults, I know that everything within you wants to use them as a lapel badge or put them on your Bible, but no, these are for your shoes, okay? And they are to go under your shoe, all right? If I see anybody walking along with them as a lapel badge, tut, 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 I will be checking your shoes as you leave today. If you don't want to take one, don't worry, let the basket pass you by. That's okay. So everyone can take one of these, okay, as we're going to watch this little bit of video now about belonging to God. Just as the toys belong to Andy, so we belong to God.
We wouldn't even be together if it weren't for Andy. Look under your boot, Buzz. You too, Jesse. Whose name is written there?
Maybe Andy doesn't care about us anymore.
If you can't reach your foot, get your neighbour to do it for you. Here we go. Take your shoe off. What a great idea. Wonder if they haven't washed their feet today. Might be a bit smelly, though. Here we go. You washed your feet. Well done. Well done. We all got them on the bottom of our shoes? Excellent. How are we doing? Everybody got their stickers yet? They're coming round. Remember, they're not lapel badges, they're foot badges.